In Ecclesiastes 3:11, we read in the Amplified Bible, "He has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy." And that's our theme today, friends. Men have pursued money, pleasure, fame, power, and even philosophy in an attempt to find satisfaction in this world. Let's look at each of these one by one in history. Does money satisfy? Jay Gould, the great American financier of the 19th century, who was worth $72 million at the time of his death, admitted as he died, "I suppose I am the most miserable devil on earth." George Eastman, who virtually controlled the entire photography industry and who gave more than $75 million to charity, wasn't satisfied. On March 14, 1932, at the age of 60, he committed suicide. Does pleasure satisfy? Lord Byron, the most dashing of the English Romantic poets, indulged in the ultimate pursuit of pleasure. Before he died at the young age of 36, he wrote, "My days are in the yellow leaf. The flowers and fruits of love are gone. The word, the canker, and the grief are mine alone." Does fame satisfy? Benjamin Disraeli, a renowned British prime minister, wrote, "Youth is a mistake, manhood a struggle, old age a regret." Fame didn't satisfy all the famous celebrities of the last several decades who died from drug overdose like Michael Jackson or suicide like Robin Williams. But does power satisfy? Alexander the Great, perhaps the most remarkable general in recorded history, sought to be satisfied through power, but having completed his biggest conquest, he lay in his tent and cried like a baby, "There are no more worlds to conquer." Does philosophy satisfy? Voltaire, the outspoken opponent of the gospel of Jesus Christ, came to the conclusion, "I wish I'd never been born." His death was a terrifying sight, almost too frightening to witness, as he cried out in rage, "I must die, abandoned of God and men." So we see, friends, that none of these things, not money, nor pleasure, nor fame, nor power, nor even philosophy, can satisfy the human heart. But in John 16:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Here, Jesus answers the three greatest questions of the human heart. How can I be saved? Jesus says, "I am the way." How can I be sure? Jesus says, "I am the truth." How can I be satisfied? Jesus says, "I am the life." And in John 10:10, Jesus declared, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Listen, friend, only Jesus satisfies. Place your trust in Him and own Him as your Savior and Lord.